This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is dedicated to you. That's right, to you. If you're listening to me on the internet, on radio, and you want to have a chance to talk back, well, here's your chance. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. Now, when you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters at the radio station, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then there's your opportunity. Ask that question. Make that comment. And perhaps your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations across the United States. So, why should we scientists have all the fun? We have all the fun probing the secrets of nature. Why don't you just jump right in and be part of Science Fantastic? Also, go to my website and you can find out where I'll be speaking and traveling to. The place to go is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can see reference to all the videos that I've done and also the books that I've written. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The recent one is called The Future of Humanity. That's right, The Future of Humanity in Outer Space. Where are we going to be in 100 years, in 1,000 years? Will we fulfill our destiny and become a space-faring, star-faring civilization, joining the ranks of perhaps other civilizations in outer space? Sounds like science fiction? Well, part of it is, but find out where science is taking us. Give us a call. The number is 612-564-8135, and perhaps you can be on Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move on now and take the first listener phone call.
Yeah, this is Robert, local station WMKT, Traverse City. My question is that I understand that time slows down the faster you travel. So if an astronaut goes into space and he's traveling 1,000 miles an hour and he comes back to Earth, well, maybe he's only like 2 or 3 seconds younger than we are. Does that mean that the past, and obviously he's here with us, does that mean that the past can exist at the same time as the future? In other words, what I'm asking is my grandmother in 1920 getting married right now at the same time I'm here? I hope you can answer that, because, this seems a little funny to me. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you have the right question. However, the answer is a little bit more subtle than you may realize. Einstein once joked that he put a clock everywhere in the universe, at a different place, everywhere in the universe, each clock beating at a different rate. But he said he was so poor, he could not afford a clock of his own. He had to look outside his window to see the clock tower to find out what time it was. And that's exactly the way he viewed it. You put a clock everywhere, at every point in the universe, each clock beating at a different rate. Okay? So you're right. The astronauts, when they go into outer space, they come back a fraction of a second younger than a twin that is on the planet Earth. And if you want to find out exactly how much time has distorted, take the velocity of an astronaut, that's 18,000 miles per hour going around the Earth, divide by the speed of light, that's 186,282 miles per second. Okay, so the velocity of the rocket divided by the speed of light, square it, and you find an incredibly small number. That is the ratio at which time is slowing down. The velocity squared divided by the speed of light squared. It is a very tiny number. And you can see immediately that the astronauts, when they come back, are like a microsecond, less than a microsecond younger. So it's a very, very small effect. Now, if you boost that rocket, however, up to near the speed of light, let's say, hypothetically, then it would be, let's say, 90% the speed of light divided by the speed of light, which is 90%. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we find out that time slows down so much that it's actually appreciable. Now, you ask yet another question. Does that mean that you can meet your relatives who have passed away in the past? Does that mean you can meet your children when they're all grown up, decades into the future? And the answer is no. Again, imagine putting a clock every point in the universe, each clock beating at a different rate. But does that mean that one clock on the Earth can immediately talk to another clock in the past? And the answer is no. You have to bring the clocks together. And that's the key. When you bring the clocks together, then they start to beat at the same rate because they're traveling at the same velocity. So in other words, you cannot meet your mother before you're born. Sorry about that. Now, there is a loophole, however, in Einstein's equations, which may give you the possibility of meeting your mother before you're born. And that is if you can drill a hole through space through a black hole. That is perhaps one of the only ways in which you can twist time so much that you can actually go back into the past. This is still controversial, of course, but get a copy of my book, Physics of the Impossible, and I give you the pros and cons of what would happen if one day we could meet our parents before we're born. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Tatu. This is Eddie Bryant from Murphy, North Carolina, streaming from your website. My question is this. I was reading a paper published in November 2017 called Reversing the Thermodynamic Arrow of Time Using Quantum Correlation, in which they were able to violate a principle of the laws of thermodynamics where they entangle two particles and at certain initial conditions allow for the heat flow from cold to hot, essentially reversing the arrow of time. As we all know, entropy seeks equilibrium, and in this case, that doesn't happen. I'm wondering if you can please expand on this paper in order to demystify the substance of the research for us less educated. And from that paper, I was curious about any theoretical possibilities in the future to entangle particles in time, thus allowing particle B, made after particle A, to go back in time to a state it never existed in, quantifying time travel a little bit more than what this paper suggests, which I'm gathering is just an appearance of some violation. I've seen plenty of videos on how to entangle photon particles, but I'll leave anything more complicated than that up to you guys. I know this isn't a possibility now, but that paper led me to be curious if it was at all possible. Cue in your book, Physics of the Impossible. A great read. Thanks for the time. I'll be listening for your answer.
Well, the answer to your question is yes. Next question. Well, no. Let me give your answer a serious, thought-provoking response. First of all, let's talk about the second law of thermodynamics. Let's talk about entropy. Let's talk about entanglement. And let's put them all together and see whether you can go backwards in time and build a time machine from this. First of all, we have the second law of thermodynamics, which basically says that in an open system, chaos always increases. Things rust. Eventually, people die. Things fall apart. Things get corroded, they rust, they disintegrate. That's the second law of thermodynamics. Oh, we have to take a short commercial break, but then after the break, we'll talk about, well, is it possible to live forever by reversing the laws of thermodynamics? We'll answer that question after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and we're going to try to answer the question, can you reverse the arrow of time and maybe even live forever?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, well, this hour is your hour. This is a time when you can get to the phones and give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard on national radio, on almost 100 radio stations that take Science Fantastic, and of course, the internet as well. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting question, and let's break it down into its components. First of all, we have the second law of thermodynamics, which says that in any open system, things fall apart. We all know that. Things rust. Things get stained. Things crumble. Things die. In fact, that's the reason why we die. We die because chaos eventually takes over. Genetic mutations build up in our cells over time. Cells get sluggish and eventually don't function, and then we die. That's why we die, the second law of thermodynamics. However, I mentioned an open system. This means that in a closed system, you can temporarily reverse the arrow of time. So the arrow of time points toward chaos. The arrow of time points toward death, destruction, collapse, calamity. However, that's in an open system. Let's talk about a closed system whereby you can actually make changes in the arrow of time. There's a loophole in the laws of thermodynamics, and that is if you apply energy from the outside, mechanical energy from the outside. So, in other words, some people ask the question, if we have the second law of thermodynamics on the Earth, then why do we exist? Humans are obviously smart than rocks. So, if the universe naturally creates rocks, how were we created? We represent a violation of the laws of thermodynamics. We are intelligent. We can sing, dance, we can connive, we can build atomic bombs, we can build rocket ships. Rocks cannot. Therefore, it seems to an average person that the laws of thermodynamics are violated. Nope. If you add energy from the outside, you can locally reverse the laws of thermodynamics. And where does that energy come from? Ta-da! It comes from the sun. The sun's energy provides us with nutrients which allow us to therefore reverse the laws of thermodynamics locally. Now, this means, of course, that the Earth will eventually die. Sorry about that, but that's the law of physics. However, it means that temporarily, locally, we can reverse the laws of thermodynamics, and bingo, here we are. Sunlight makes possible photosynthesis. We eat the plants that arise from photosynthesis. We metabolize these plants and get energy, and that's where we come from. That's why we have evolution. That's why we can have things that are intelligent arise from rocks. So, then the questioner asks yet another question. What about the quantum theory? So far, we've only talked about classical physics, that is, the physics of Isaac Newton. The physics of Isaac Newton is based on the idea that every atom is like a billiard ball, a tiny steel ball. You know exactly where that ball is. But in the quantum theory, there's uncertainty. You don't know exactly where that ball is at any given time. But, yes, even under the quantum theory, the second law of thermodynamics applies because we're dealing with the motion of large amounts of atoms. On average, if you average over billions of atoms, the laws of quantum mechanics gradually disappears. This is the reason, for example, why you can't be two places at the same time. Atoms can do that. Electrons can do that easily. Electrons can be two places at the same time, but you cannot. Because you are very big, that's why. You average over trillions upon trillions of atoms, each atom being many places at the same time, and bingo, here you are. You have the illusion. You have the illusion that you are exactly at one place at one given time. That's the view that Einstein had. That's the view that Isaac Newton had, but sorry about that. It's wrong. At the quantum theory, you don't really know where the electron is. That's called the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. This means also that you can have two electrons that are entangled. That is, they vibrate together, and then if you separate them, there is an umbilical cord, an invisible umbilical cord that emerges connecting them. So what happens to one electron inevitably affects the other electron. That's called entanglement. Now, the questioner asked a question as follows. Can all this quantum gibberish reverse the second law of thermodynamics? And my personal point of view is no, because the second law of thermodynamics operates on an average, averaging over trillions upon trillions of atoms, where quantum effects are gradually washed out. That's why we cannot be two places at the same time. Now, when I talk about this to audiences, I mentioned, therefore, that our universe could actually split perhaps into two universes because of the quantum principle. And then people ask the question, does that mean that Elvis Presley is still alive in another universe? And the answer is, believe it or not, you cannot rule it out. There's a finite probability of other universes being out there in which people that have died in our universe are still alive in another universe. That sounds preposterous, but hey, that's called the quantum theory. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Professor. My name is Francine. The station is WSBI Radio 1. U.S. Virgin Islands. How does an earthquake cause a tsunami? That deadly thing that hurts a lot of people. Bye.
Well, you ask a question that's in the news because, of course, the Earth is geologically active, and sometimes big earthquakes create tsunamis which can destroy huge chunks of real estate. Look what happened to Fukushima in northern Japan. We had an earthquake that erupted, caught many seismologists off guard, created a huge tidal wave which inundated the city, and 10,000 people lost their lives. This happens in Indonesia and the Philippines. And the question that the questioner asked is, how? How are tsunamis formed? First of all, there are two major types of earthquakes. One earthquake is caused when two fault lines slide horizontally past each other, like the San Andreas Fault. You realize that San Francisco and Los Angeles, millions of years from now, will be right next to each other. That's right, right next to each other, because Los Angeles is going north relative to San Francisco, which is going south. So California is being ripped apart. That's called a sliding fault. And sliding faults do not create tsunamis. So if this fault is underneath the ocean, one fault would go north, the other fault would go south, and no tsunamis are formed at all. However, if you live in the Seattle, Portland area, you have to be worried about the Cascadia Fault, not the San Andreas Fault. And the Cascadia Fault is a subduction fault, where one fault line goes underneath another fault line. That's called subduction. When that happens abruptly, that means the floor of the ocean floor itself drops, leaving a huge gap, which is then filled by water from the neighboring area, creating a tidal wave. So you can actually create a mini tidal wave in your bathtub tonight. Next time you're in your bathtub with your rubber ducky, put your hands, your two hands, underneath the surface of the water, and then suddenly drop and raise the other hand. By dropping one hand, raising the other hand, you create a tiny mini tidal wave on the surface of your bathtub right next to your rubber ducky. That is called a tidal wave or tsunami created by a subduction fault. And we have them, and they're terrifying, off the coast of the United States in the Cascadia Fault. Now, we know the Cascadia Fault has erupted in geologic times by actually looking at the ecology of the Seattle area. Some geologists have noticed the fact that there seem to be dead forests, trees that died centuries ago, many, many, many years ago, that died because of salt water. Salt water inundated that area, but everywhere you look, there's no salt water. And then you begin to realize, aha, if you are so many miles away from the coastline, it must have been a huge tidal wave that sent salt water into the coastline, killing all these forests. Well, we'll continue a discussion about earthquakes after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Beach police say at least 11 people were shot and killed at the municipal building on Friday by a co-worker before he was killed. At least six more people were wounded, including a police officer who was saved by his bulletproof vest. This witness describes what happened.
We just heard people yelling and screaming to get down, and I was on the phone with 911, so I was trying to concentrate on getting... talking to them. We put the desk up against the door because we didn't know if they were coming in.
The mass shooting took place on several floors. City Councilman Aaron Rouse.
This day will not define Virginia Beach. We, our citizens, will define our response to this day.
Houston police believe the remains of a child found in southwest Arkansas on Friday may belong to missing 4-year-old Malaya Davis. The suspect in the case allegedly confessed to dumping her body there nearly a month after the little girl was reported missing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and give us a call if you want to have your thoughts heard on national radio. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and bingo, ask that question, make that comment, and maybe you can get on national radio. You know, whenever I walk outside, whenever I see the sun, the clouds, the oceans, I pretty much know where everything came from. I know why we have air. I know how old the mountains are. I know where the oceans came from. I know why the sun shines. It's not a mystery to me. And sometimes I wonder, how can you go through life walking down the street, wondering, gee, what does it all mean? Where does it all come from? Why does this happen? Why does that happen? And never know the answer. Well, unfortunately, that's the way it is with most people, but perhaps not for you. Maybe you want to know why. Why do things happen the way they do? Well, give us a call and find out. The hotline number, once again, is 612-564-8135. Why be a leaf in the wind, being blown by forces beyond your control, not in control of your own destiny? You know, that's one of the things I learned growing up. If you want to control your own destiny, then learn about the world around you. Don't be a leaf blown in the wind, going whichever way the wind blows, not being in control of your own fate. Why don't you control your own fate? Learn about the world around you so it's not mysterious, so you don't get caught off guard. And the number to call, once again, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, is 612-564-8135. And if you want to find out more about my work and listen to previous shows, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. You can find a library of different TV appearances that I've made and also radio shows that I've done. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. Okay, well, let's move right on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Jay. I listen to your great show on WNBB in Daytona Beach, Florida. I have a question about names. We have names for our planet, Earth, our moon, Luna, our star, Sun, our galaxy, Milky Way. But do we have a name for our solar system? With so many planets orbiting other stars, do you think we may have to get solar systems named soon? Thank you for your interesting radio show, Professor Kaku, and I really enjoy it. I look forward to more shows. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question about namings, and it turns out that recently some astronomers have yelled and screamed at other astronomers precisely about the naming of objects in outer space. You know, we have the Astronomical Union, which helps to regulate the naming of things, but it becomes very contentious because some astronomers have a sentimental tie with certain names, and yet these names may not be totally scientific. For example, the most famous example of this is Pluto. Now, by rights, Pluto should perhaps not be a planet at all. Well, let's take another short commercial break, and after that, we'll talk about the naming of things. Where do these names come from? Is Pluto really a planet, and is there Planet X out there? Who's going to name Planet X? Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask a question, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question. Make that comment. Well, we had a call coming in about naming things. How do we name things? And it's actually rather contentious. First of all, many of the stars that you see at night, many of them have Arabic names. Algol, Altair. Why? Because, well, after the fall of the Roman Empire, much of the knowledge of astronomy went to the Arabs. They were the ones that carefully transcribed that information. Algebra, for example, was preserved from the Greeks, and algebra, Altair, Algol, the names of the stars. Yes, a lot of them have Arabic names precisely for that reason. So, with so many planets out there now, how do we go about naming things? Well, usually the people that discover these things have first dibs on making the name for them. However, solar systems, to my knowledge, do not have a name. However, solar systems going around a certain star have a name. We have Proxima Centauri, for example. Alpha Centauri is a triple star system. Proxima Centauri B is one of the planets going around Proxima Centauri. Proxima Centauri B is the closest planet that we have identified that is near the Earth. So the ABC then gives you the nomenclature of the different planets within that solar system. Now, this process of naming things actually became rather contentious over the issue of Pluto. So let me explain that really quickly. First of all, Pluto was discovered around 1930, And Pluto was thought to be a planet because scientists were cataloging planets. They went all the way out to Uranus, Neptune, and the next one logically would be another planet. But Pluto is an oddball. It's probably not a planet in the ordinary sense of the word at all. We have the gas giants, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, gas giants which are huge, and Pluto, which is more like a moon than a planet, and it's not even a gas giant at all. It's an oddball out there, and it's really part of the Kuiper Belt of comets. Kuiper himself was an astronomer who theorized the existence of a belt of comets surrounding our solar system, and Pluto is thought to be a member of the Kuiper Belt. But in deference to those astronomers who insist that Pluto is a planet, we call it a dwarf planet. So there are dwarf planets within the Kuiper Belt of comets. Now that's kind of confusing, isn't it? But just remember that Pluto really is not like one of the other gas giants. Now it gets more complicated now, because now we may have Planet X. Planet X seems to be a gigantic planet about the size of Neptune, way out there. And so the nomenclature is starting to get more and more complicated. There's also another object identified out there called the Goblin, nicknamed the Goblin. And that seems to be an object almost the size of Pluto, way beyond the orbit of Pluto. So once again, to make sense of all these things, there is an astronomical body that officially gives names to all these objects. And that's where the nomenclature comes from. And again, usually the people who discover that object have first dibs to coin a name for that object. But hey, politics is politics. There's going to be a politics even in the naming of planets and stars. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Ken. I'm calling because I'd like to ask about Albert Einstein's contributions. They say he's a genius, but at the same time, it's debatable whether or not, how big of a genius he was, because he got many things wrong, including, background radiation, quantum mechanics. The same thing is true of also Rosalind Franklin. It's my understanding she may have discovered the structure of DNA, but at the same time, Francis and Crick actually contributed substantially to what Franklin already had. So, people have villainized Watson and Crick, but in actuality, they were the ones who really discovered the DNA molecule. So I'd like to ask you to clarify that.
Well, first of all, you have a point, and that is we're all human, and even though we say that, for example, Isaac Newton or Albert Einstein were geniuses, what does that really mean, given the fact that they're also human, and they also made mistakes as well? You can go through the works of Isaac Newton, for example, and find many mistakes there, but he ranks as perhaps one of the greatest scientists of all time, starting from nothing, literally nothing. He created the understanding of the mechanical universe and the forces of today. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of, well, who really is a genius and who gets credit for making these big discoveries. And once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, just before the commercial break, we had a question about giving credit. I mean, was Einstein really a genius given the fact that he did get some things wrong? Well, yes, I think he is a genius, but I think we have to use words more carefully because ultimately we're human. Ultimately, we do make mistakes. But I think perhaps there's a continuum of ranking of the great scientists, and of course this is still very subjective. Number one on the rank of all scientists, the greatest scientist of all time, would probably be Isaac Newton. He was the one starting from nothing, a world that was full of witchcrafts and demons and goblins. He started from that world and created mechanics, a physical understanding of the universe itself. Laws that we still use today when sending space probes throughout the universe. That is incredible. Discovering calculus, discovering the basic laws of color, understanding the laws of motion. Incredible. Next would be Einstein. He took the calculus of Newton and from that was able to extract physical principles which gave us special relativity and general relativity. And yes, all of them made mistakes. You can read Principia, and well, Principia is a classical tome. It's not quantum mechanical. And the same thing with Einstein's theory. There's no mention of quantum mechanics, but I don't think we can be too harsh criticizing Einstein for neglecting the quantum theory. Einstein never said that the quantum theory was wrong. He just, A, didn't like it, and B, thought that ultimately it would be derived from a higher theory, the unified field theory. So again, people get Einstein's mistakes incorrect. He never said that quantum mechanics was wrong, that is the theory of the atom. He said it was incomplete. He said that there must be a higher theory which gives quantum mechanics as a derivative. And also about the DNA pictures. Yes, Rosalind Franklin did not understand the double helix nature of what she was doing. She was the one who took the electron micrographs, which made it possible possible for other people to say, aha, it's a double helix, here's how it all fits together. No, she did not do that. But she was part of the discovery. And so you have to give her credit for being part of the discovery that propelled DNA to the centerpiece of biology. So once again, I think we're all human. There's a continuum of contributions of things. And when you look at one given tremendous achievement, usually it's the contribution of many people. Nobel Prize winners, in all their humbleness, usually give credit to all the other scientists who also participated in that search. And unfortunately, many of them never win the Nobel Prize. Think of the Nobel Prize. Think of all the scientists who never won the Nobel Prize because they never got the credit that they deserved. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Armand from Queens, New York. I listen to you on YouTube. I was wondering, I saw an article that said the Chinese have an AK-47. That's like a laser that can light people on fire from a mile away, pretty much, or a half mile, something like that. Do you know anything about that? And do you think that's possible? So, all right, have a great day. I love the show. Peace.
Well, first of all, are the Chinese working on lasers? Yes. But for that matter, are we working on lasers? And the answer to that is yes. Is it possible to create a laser that can start a fire from a long distance? And the answer to that is yes. In fact, we've been doing that for decades. I even have a photograph in my picture file of a GI, this is back in the 70s, I think, with a rifle, a laser rifle, firing a laser beam sufficient to set off explosive many hundreds of feet away. So instead of getting a match and lighting the fuse of an explosive and then blowing yourself up in the process, why not simply use a laser gun and shoot that laser beam and ignite that explosive? And we did this decades ago, back in the 1970s, as I recall. And so, yes, other countries are working on these things, too. We shouldn't be naive to think that only certain countries are working on this technology. But the bottom line is, of what use? Of what practical use are these technologies? Can they be controlled? Will they get out of control? These are the bigger questions. And for the most part, lasers in warfare have been a big disappointment. It turns out that laser power dissipates when it goes through air, for example, meaning that the power of the laser beam diminishes considerably, meaning that the Buck Rogers idea of laser guns and things like that, still possible, but more expensive and more unstable than we originally thought. That's why we don't have ray guns, for example. It would simply cost too much and require a power supply that we don't have to create a ray gun. So the idea of a ray gun never materialized for practical considerations. You need a power pack, a tiny power pack that you can fit in your hand, for example, to energize a ray gun. And unfortunately, we don't have that. We don't have batteries. We don't have portable power packs sufficient to drive something like a ray gun. So the idea of going into battle with a laser ray gun battling away and defeating your enemy is still a dream rather than a reality. We simply don't have a portable power pack sufficient to drive ray guns. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, you can always give us a call 24/7, anytime, day or night. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. Because why should we scientists have all the fun? Why don't you just jump right in? Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.